Welcome to this beginner lesson on Raga Cuts in Ableton Live 12. If you make drum and bass, jungle, rollers, or darker pirate radio style tracks, a Raga Cut is one of the fastest ways to bring instant attitude into the tune. It's that short vocal phrase, MC shout, or reggae style sample that doesn't just sit there like a normal vocal. It works like a hype trigger. It pushes tension, answers the drums, and helps the track feel alive. In this lesson, we're not just dropping a vocal on top and calling it done. We're rebuilding the Raga Cut so it actually sits inside the mix. That means cleaning the low end, shaping the tone, adding grit without making it harsh, and using space in a smart way so it feels like part of the groove. Think of it like this. In DNB, the vocal is another percussion element. If it doesn't lock with the break, it will feel pasted on. If it does lock, it can turn a plain loop into something with proper pirate radio energy. Let's start with the source. Choose a vocal phrase with attitude, but keep it short. You do not want a whole verse here. You want something like listen now, pull up, or a short MC-style shout with clear syllables and strong rhythm. The more direct it is, the better. Drag the sample into an audio track in Ableton Live 12. Open the clip and turn warp on if it needs it. If it's a full vocal phrase, try Complex Pro. If it's more chopped and percussive, beats might work better. Then trim the sample down hard. Keep only the useful bits. One strong opening word, one response phrase, maybe one little tail or ad lib. This is a great place to remember the beginner rule. Short is usually better. In drum and bass, the track is moving fast, so a tiny vocal stab can hit harder than a long line. Clarity often comes more from rhythm and timing than from volume. Now let's turn that vocal into something you can perform with. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients if the syllables are clear, or use warp markers if you want more control. Set the slicing target to simpler. That gives you individual hits you can trigger on MIDI, which is perfect for Raga Cut style patterns. If you want a simple starting pattern, try putting one slice on beat 4 leading into the drop, then another one on the end after 2 for a bit of syncopation. Leave small gaps so the vocal can breathe. You want it to feel like a live MC riding the beat, not a crowded vocal edit. Now clean it up before you add character. Add EQA to the vocal track. Start with a high pass around 100 to 150 Hz. That removes low end you do not need and keeps the vocal out of the way of the sub. If it sounds boxy, make a gentle cut somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. If it feels harsh or shouty, try a small dip around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. And if it's too bright, you can soften the top a bit with a high shelf reduction above 8 to 10 kHz. Keep everything subtle. You are not trying to erase the voice. You are making space for the drums and bass. If you want an easy workflow, put auto filter before EQ8 and use it as a high pass around 120 Hz. A little resonance is fine, but don't overdo it. You can also automate that filter later to open up the vocal over a few bars for tension. Next up is compression. Raga cuts often have uneven levels because different syllables hit differently. A compressor helps keep the phrase stable and upfront. Add compressor after EQ8 and start with a ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1. Set the attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and the release somewhere between 50 and 120 milliseconds. Aim for about 2 to 5 decibels of gain reduction on the loudest hits. If the vocal is really spiky, use a faster attack. If you want a bit more punch and bite at the front of the word, let the attack breathe a little. The goal is consistency. In fast music like DNB, a vocal that stays level usually works better than one that is dramatically huge on one word and disappears on the next. Now let's add some grime. A Raga Cut usually needs texture. Not fuzzed out mush, but attitude. Try saturator first. Set the drive around 2 to 6 decibels, turn soft clip on, and blend the dry and wet signal if needed. If you want a harder edge, overdrive can work too. Keep the drive modest, and adjust the tone until the bite feels edgy but not fizzy. A really solid beginner move is to put saturator before the compressor. That gives you character first, then the compressor smooths it into the mix. If it gets too aggressive, reduce the drive or mix in more dry signal. If you want to go a step further, duplicate the vocal and create a parallel dirt layer. Keep one track clean, and make the second track dirty with distortion and EQ. High pass the dirty layer around 200 Hz and low pass it around 8 to 10 kHz. Blend it quietly under the clean vocal. That gives you grit without destroying the clarity of the phrase. Now we make room around it with delay and reverb. For pirate radio energy, short throwy echoes usually work better than huge glossy reverbs. So create two return tracks. One for delay, one for reverb. On the delay return, use echo or delay. Try sync times like 1/8 or 1/4. Keep the feedback around 15 to 35%. Cut the lows below about 300 Hz and the highs above 6 to 8 kHz, so the echo stays tucked behind the main phrase. On the reverb return, keep it short. Decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds is a good starting point. Use a small to medium size. Cut the low end around 200 to 400 Hz, and roll off some top around 6 to 9 kHz. The trick here is not to drown the vocal in effects. Send only selected words or the ends of phrases into delay and reverb. A classic move is to throw the final syllable into delay before the drop, then cut the vocal dry right before the bass comes in. That contrast is what makes it feel powerful. Now think like a drum programmer. Place the vocal around the kick and snare like it's part of the rhythm section. Put a chop just before the snare to build tension. Put a response after the snare for call and response. Leave space where the kick and sub need to breathe. If you're working with a breakbeat, be careful not to cover the kick transient or the snare crack. If a vocal feels like it's fighting the backbeat, move it slightly earlier or later before you reach for more EQ. Sometimes a few milliseconds makes a bigger difference than another plugin. A simple beginner pattern could be one vocal stab every two bars, or two quick chops in the last bar before the drop, or a repeated pull-up style phrase in the final bar of an intro. That's the kind of thing that makes the track feel like it's being hyped up by an MC on a sound system. Now we automate. Automation is where the Raga cut starts to feel alive. Use a filter cutoff rise over 4 or 8 bars. Add more delay send on the last word. Bring in a touch more reverb on the final phrase. Maybe dip the volume slightly between lines so the drums can breathe. Keep the movement subtle. In DNB, automation should support the groove, not make the mix wobble. A really effective arrangement move is to start with a dry, filtered vocal, then add more delay and brightness as the section builds, then strip it back right before the drop, so the bass can slam and clean. That contrast matters a lot. Once the vocal feels good, group it with its effects or route everything to a vocal bus. Then use a EQ8, compressor, saturator, and utility on the group if needed. Utility is great for keeping the vocal centered and checking your overall gain. If the vocal is fighting the mix, lower the whole group first before doing more processing. A good rule here is simple. If you hear the effects more than the actual phrase, the vocal is probably overdone. Now for the final reality check. Put utility on the master and hit mono, then listen at a lower volume. Ask yourself a few questions. Does the vocal still read in mono? Is it masking the sub or bass line? Is the snare still punching through when the vocal comes in? If it disappears in mono, reduce stereo widening and keep the main vocal more central. If it clashes with the bass, cut more low mids or shorten the phrase. If it only sounds exciting loud, it probably needs cleaner EQ or a simpler arrangement. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Too much low end in the vocal. Fix it with a high pass around 100 to 150 Hz. Too much reverb. Use shorter reverb and lean more on delay throws, making the vocal too wide. Keep the main phrase centered and widen only the effects or doubled layers, letting the vocal fight the snare. Move it off the backbeat or carve a small EQ dip, distorting everything equally. Usually better to distort a parallel layer or use less drive. And finally, don't ignore the arrangement. The vocal should mark moments in the track, not sit on every bar just because it sounds cool. Here's a really useful mindset for darker or heavier DNB. Less can hit harder. Fewer words. Tighter edits. Stronger contrast. A short dry first hit, then a more affected second hit, then a little echo, then silence before the drop. That kind of structure feels proper in pirate radio style music. If you want to practice this properly, build an 8-bar DNB loop at around 174 BPM with kick, snare, hats, and a simple sub or respace. Find one Raga phrase, slice it into 3 to 5 parts, and place chops on bars 4, 7, and just before 8. Add EQ, saturation, and a short delay throw on the last chop only. Automate the filter over the final 4 bars. Then check mono and low volume balance, and bounce it out to audio so you can hear it fresh. The goal is not just to make the vocal louder. The goal is to make it feel like it belongs to the groove. So remember the big ideas from this lesson. Raga cuts work because they add rhythm, attitude, and call and response. Keep the vocal short and chopped. Clean the low end first. Add compression and controlled grit. Use delay throws and short reverbs instead of drowning the vocal. Keep the main phrase centered. Check mono. And in darker DNB, don't be afraid of simplicity. If you get that balance right, your Raga cut won't sound pasted on top. It'll sound like it's part of the track's energy. And that's where the pirate radio magic really starts to happen.